This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're one of those who thinks politics here is interesting right now, let me direct your attention for a second overseas for some more of the same. Spaniards went to the polls yesterday and couldn't quite make up their collective minds. The conservative and incumbent People's Party won the most votes, but not enough to control the parliament. And in fact, the result was so fractured, it's not at all clear how they're going to come up with a governing coalition. Not so promising for a key European economy still working its way out of recession and controversy. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains.
Spain enacted tough austerity measures after the economic crisis, and now the country is starting to grow again at about 3%. But...
well, it's still a pretty bad recession to most people in Spain.
Mark Weisbrot is co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. There's still really high unemployment. Almost 50% of young Spaniards don't have jobs.
I think people were not convinced that the austerity actually worked, and I think there's very good economic reasons for them not to believe that.
And there's not so much fear nowadays that problems in Spain's economy will harm Europe overall. Brian Lawson is an economic consultant for IHS in Spain.
There has been an unlimited backstop from the European Central Bank, which has prevented the risk of economic and financial meltdown.
But Spaniards aren't the only European voters tiring of austerity measures. Voters in Greece and Portugal have also pushed pro-austerity parties from leadership. Desmond Lockman is a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He says yesterday's election is evidence of that discontent.
The Spanish economy was beginning to grow, it was beginning to show signs of healing. But if we now have a period of political uncertainty, political instability, that's the last thing that Spain needs.
Lockman says if the parties can't form a coalition, Spanish voters may have to head back to the polls in a few months. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.